Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
God's institution of marriage provides blessings both to individuals and all of society. Sadly, our culture's current ideology attacks God's design of marriage and family, despite the overwhelming body of research demonstrating that strong marriages benefit both couples and communities. With Valentine's Day just around the corner, we're thankful that February 7th through the 14th is set aside as National Marriage Week. What a wonderful opportunity for us to celebrate God's design for marriage and to honor those who have lived out His design. 5 years ago, we launched our Marriage Hall of Fame to celebrate lasting marriages in our state. We know that strong marriages not only honor the Lord and bring great personal joy, they also provide a strong bedrock for Wisconsin. Couples who have demonstrated faithfulness to the Lord and to each other deserve to be celebrated and honored. Over the past 5 years, we have inducted 81 couples who have been married for over 60 years to the Marriage Hall of Fame. Along with their names, we collect their stories and marriage advice. Over the years, we've noticed that many of their stories are similar. They run something like this. We met in high school. We got married within a few years of graduating, raised a family, worked through hardships together, and we served the Lord together. Their recipe for success should encourage today's young adults to follow in their footsteps. You may have already heard about the debate over whether marriage should be considered a cornerstone or a capstone. The view lived out by our inductees and past generations is the cornerstone view. It sees marriage as a cornerstone upon which much, if not all, adult life is built. Although couples may begin young and poor, together they will raise a family and build a life of joy and potentially marital success as well. Unfortunately, many today consider the cornerstone view old-fashioned. According to the culturally favored capstone model, young adults should pursue education and career success before thinking about marriage. Marriage is seen as the capstone of adult achievements instead of the cornerstone upon which they are built. Now, while every couple's story is different and there's no one-size-fits-all model, we believe our society would do well to return to the cornerstone view. Many who advocate for this capstone model argue that waiting to get married will set up a better foundation for a strong marriage later, but research fails to back their claim. A growing body of data demonstrates that those who marry younger experience only marginally higher rates of divorce. One researcher notes, by seeking marriage earlier rather than postponing it indefinitely, you're not just avoiding the frantic musical chairs of your 30s, you're creating the opportunity to dance through life's challenges and triumphs with someone who loves you, supports you, and helps you grow. To be clear, we are not advocating that young people rush into marriage. Marriage is a sacred vow that should not be carelessly made. But the common notion that those who marry young are destined to divorce simply cannot be backed by research. In addition, couples who trust God to see them through often experience longer lasting relationships. Study results suggest that faith plays a bigger role in relationship security than age. Rather than succumbing to the cultural narrative that marriage is a capstone accomplishment of adult life, we encourage young adults to prioritize marriage, family, and faith. As the stories in our Marriage Hall of Fame demonstrate, a godly marriage makes a wonderful cornerstone for life. We also encourage both young and old to check out the Marriage Hall of Fame on our website at wifamilycouncil.org. As you browse through our inductees, you'll find stories of resilience, faith, and joy, as well as marriage advice from those most qualified to give it. If you would like to be considered for this honor or know a couple who should be honored, you can fill out the request form online at wifamilycouncil.org. Applications are open through February 20th, 2026. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.